because you have to enough.
Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we just declare and decree that our God is a great God. We're looking for a lady by the name of Martha, Dr. Monica, and we just thank God for the opportunity tonight to be back on the radio.
Amen. Thank you for everyone that called in. We want you to invite other people to call in and get what they need.
Praise the Lord. Hello, how you doing, Dr. Monica? You doing all right?
Hello, Dr. Monica.
Amen. Go ahead. You got it. It's your show. Go ahead. You got it. Go ahead.
Well, hello there, my believers, that we have out there, Christians and everything, and born-again Christians, and this is what Dr. Monica has. So I'm coming to you with the word of God. I want to speak to you about anger out of Psalm 145:8. The Lord is full of loving favor and pity, slow to anger and great in loving kindness. In Nehemiah 9:17, you are a forgiving God. You are kind and loving, slow to anger and full of loving kindness. And the last scripture for the this evening, Psalm 30:5. For his anger lasts only a short time, but his favor is for life. Crying not last for a night, but joy comes with the new day. And I want to come to this anger issue that we have here in America and everything, and I want everyone to know that it's gone. You've got to get all your concerns, all of your everything, you know, your finances, your relationships, your education, your marriage. You got to give it all to God. Even with the politics that's going on, because you have no power. And God is trying to show you that you don't have the power. Me being the Christian counselor that I am with my patients and my dears to stay in the Bible, I said, God, I'm not going to focus upon what Satan has came in and try to allow him to drift me off of memorizing Bible scriptures, going to church on Sundays, doing my ministry even on the Internet. Okay, I'm just going to stay focused on teaching people about your word, and I'm going to let them stay focused on other things, and then they're going to realize that, wait a minute, this is what Dr. Monica said, so we're going to do this, and you're going to realize which one is right and which one is wrong, and how Satan will have you going around in 360s. But God, he has a 180 for you, and it's all in his Bible. His word will not come back void, but he does not want us going to sleep in anger. He does not want us sinning without anger. God gave these multimillionaires and these multi-billionaires money, and God can take it away. And the majority of people that helped them to get there, they were not the other millionaires. They were the people, they're the white-collar people that make only $50,000 a year. Money will never be a solution to solving anything. But if you go to God, he has the ultimate power over our president, over our school system, allowing people to bring guns to school, to teach at school, that is not the answer. Allowing them to bring Bibles to school, that would have been the solution. I need the blood of Jesus. If you can get the people that they're supposed to be the heads of the protection over these children, then you have everybody else. If you have the adults bringing guns to school, what do you think the children are going to do? So if they see it, but they go, well, I can't do it. You're doing it. So we have to start at home. And it starts at home, and then it spreads abroad. And we can just tell our children it's not against the law for us to bring a Bible. I mean, it's not against the law to bring a gun, so it definitely should be against the law to bring a Bible. Maybe that can heal everybody's heart and heal their minds and give them a hearing peace, which God is not the author of confusion. Now, God said that all these things will happen, and they're all coming into fruition. Don't be surprised. His word is not mocked. He will not be deceived. He will not leave you into deception either. Everything from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation is going to come to pass. But when you pray and you have that connection with God for that hedge of protection, that covering underneath the blood, okay, you're protected by him. And no one will have to tell you to go to church, to fast, to pray. It'll become a lifestyle. And things that they have, lust and impatience and poverty, that would not fit you. Sexual immorality and everything. And you need sin freedom and a redemption from sin. And those things that you would not be going to God for. You would be thanking him for the blessings that he has given you. That's how you'd be spending your time. And he can use you for his glory. And we just need to pray, people, for our president. We need to pray for our leaders. Pray for our church. Pray for our own household. Take the speck out of our eyes before we take it out of somebody else's eye. And that's what I wanted to share with you today, Dr. Hanna. It was very heavy on my heart and everything because I care for the youth. I care for the political system because I used to be those people and everything. And I wasn't really one of those people that sat down and talked by one, and I said, I forgive them. It's not them, it's Satan that's in them, because with women in this country, they just want you to be something less than what God says that you are. But God said that I can be this person, okay? I can have this PhD, and I can walk my walk. I can be a sold-out Christian.
Amen.
I do not have to answer the man and be something less than a lady, because God says I am a rose. And once we get that philosophy in our ears and in our mind, no one else can treat us different or tell us anything different. You'll have a new dress code, a new walk, a new talk, and the ambiance about you. People will want to know what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I want to share that with the world.
But one thing I want to say to you is this, that the God we serve is an awesome God. And God loves us so until it's up to us to let him use us. One of the things about this, now, you said something, you've been in prison. What do you mean you've been in prison? What happened while you were there?
Just a lot of habits. The sexual immorality, not really happening to me, but you see a lot of it. You see a lot of the inmates running the officers if they are not females. I wouldn't let the quote-unquote Caucasian woman turn me into a man. I kept being the African-American female that I was. But the other African-American females, they turned into men because they felt like, well, I'm the man and this would be my woman right here. And naturally, the wardens, they would do it because when I was there, the warden went to prison for being a promiscuous with an inmate. So it was just a lot of corruption there. So if it happened there and you're supposed to be protecting us, I mean, what can we turn? God. Who can we ask to? Who is our leader? The Bible. Now, there's no such thing as...
What I mean is, most of the young women that are sitting down there, how can they get some help? Those young ones that sit there being abused by those other women who think they're mean and et cetera. What can we do to help them?
Basically, what I have done was, underneath the blood of Jesus, I got granted through an accredited Bible college to have my first book that I have printed off, and I'm turning it into a diploma degree program. It is accredited Bible college degree program, and I'm starting off at the diploma level, and I have got granted, accredited to go into the Texas Prison Board. I can sell spiritual material there, so therefore I can go in there and I can sell my book there through my ministry I have my father Macy pending slip. I'm trying to get all kinds of, I would say, grants from people, multi-million-dollar companies for the ones who can't afford my books or my tuition. And I have about 174 units. Pretty much a lot of those units carry between 500 to 3,000 inmates. So I have the authority through the Texas Prison Board to go to all of them throughout Texas and to preach God's word with my spiritual material. So that's where I'm going to start. You know, that song goes, that's why I created you. That's why I created you, Monica. Now you're Dr. Monica. Now what you going to be next? Okay, well, what you going to do with it being that I have accelerated to it? I'm not talking about it. I am about it. So I'm doing my
thing. Can you allow anybody to go in there with you?
Yes, I can. I have someone that when I was there.
How often are you going there?
Well, I would say twice a month.
Is it local? Is it around Houston and far from Houston?
Yeah, many of them are far from Houston. Many of them are like an hour away, yes.
Is it in Baytown?
All over Texas.
You go anywhere, so you can go anywhere. That's a blessing. So how many can you take in there with you?
That's right now that I know just one, but as time progresses, I should be able to get, you know, approved to take more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
My question is, there are a lot of people that just got put in, they got put behind stone, and everything would click, click. And I'm just saying, I know you've been there. And by you reaching out to tell some people it's a blessing, you've experienced it. You know what it means to some of those people that have been in there. So what we need to do is, how can this radio station help you? Can we reach the radio station? What do we do? Can we broadcast in the radio station? Tell us how we can help you.
That would be a blessing. I can definitely use that because I know that 89.3 gets to the Texas prison and everything. I know that much for a fact. So, but I do not know if your radio station, if it can, how it can get to a Texas prison, how they can reach that satellite. I do not know the satellite, the connection with the satellite.
Mm-hmm.
So you understand it? Yeah. So if we can find that out, that'd be beautiful because it's so ironic that you had mentioned that because I was just looking at the Texas Tribune, that's the prison paper, and someone told me to advertise my college there. And I told them when I finish with my curriculum, then I will.
Mm-hmm.
And everything.
My heart goes up. See, when I look at the city, young boys and young girls walking around there about 12, 14, 15 years, smoking, still trying to have sex, and they end up going to prison. And I'm just saying, how can we stop them from going? I think you may mention that, ma'am. I think you may mention that. Amen. Amen.
My mom was not really a fit mother to be with us. And what happened was, when my father divorced her, she took a lot of it out on us. And my oldest sister tells me, oh, Monica, she just going to message your mom and everything. She just wanted me to be something less than a lady, be promiscuous and not be good for anything. And I just woke up one morning, and I'm not very educated, but I said, I'm just going to educate myself because I love me. You don't have to love me because I'm not 6 foot tall or I'm not a 5'2", and my hair is not 18 inches long. God can change all that around. I want to get something in my brain so I can change my heart because I don't want to walk around being angry at people. Because that's what Satan wants. I want to love people. I want to care for people because you're angry because someone mistreated you, and so you're taking it out on me. And I understand that, and I respect it. You know, I respect the fact that, you know, I'm not going to retaliate. I'm going to put your name on the paper, and I'm going to pray about it. And God's going, with the devil meant for evil, God's going to turn it around for all good. It's not you, you know. And I say just one day at a time, and those things happen. I've seen the Pharaoh was in his watch and their hearts changed.
So, having said that, move from level to level, and now he has a group right now. And I've been thinking about getting you to be a part of a all see. You've been blessed. The testimony that I've heard from some of you this country.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. I said, how are you? Are you helping in the fight with the Word of God?
The phone is breaking up. Am I available to do what?
I said, are you available to help them tonight? Are you available to help them with the fight with the Word of God?
Yes. You see, the thing is that with my curriculum, the reason why I'm doing my own curriculum, I had told myself that when I finish this program, the whole degree, where I finish all my PhDs and everything, I'm going to start a curriculum and I'm going to start with the prisons and the people that are in the shelter, simply because I'm going to start, like, a lot of them don't know how to read. So I'm going to make it like ABC. I'm going to make it so basic that a third grade can read them. And I'm going to reach them and I'm going to connect with them. I'm just gonna make sold out Christians out of them. Give them a sense of confinement that they're not gonna want to steal from anything. No, so what? Hello?
Tommy, can you hear me?
No, not really. It's breaking up badly.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
I'm gonna put you on the outside. Hold on, I'm gonna hook you on. Awesome God. And nobody can outdo him or outlive him. because he's all by himself. And you know, Dr. Monica, when I take notice at the world around us, when I see what's going on in Washington, D.C., when I see what's going on around in America, are we going to stand with God or stand by God? Are we going to let God use us to stand? That's one question I would like to have. Are we going to let God stand with us? Are we going to stand with God? What are you thinking on that? Monica?
Is that the honor?
I said, what are you thinking on that?
I'm kind of breaking up a little bit. I didn't hear all of it because it was a lot of static.
Okay, I understand now. I see what's going on there. All right. I said, what do you think about it? There's a lot of people in America. Yes, he is right now. Welcome to the radio station. How are you doing, my sister?
A lot of people in America, and what was after that?
I said, welcome. How are you doing? Can
Hello?
You hear me? Yes,
I hear you, but... I hear you, but it's not very clear.
Okay, all right, I understand. Can you hear me now?
No, you're not clear at all.
Okay, I'm going to do one more thing. I'm going to do one more thing. So just be patient with me. And, because I'm back home and I'm trying to get here. God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. All I can say is I praise him. That's all I can say right now.
Amen.
Amen. And I've been talking to this lady, Dr. Monica's on the line with us, and she was telling us about the prison, the thing that she's gone through and what she's been doing. Dr. Monica, would you meet this briefly, please?
What's the question? You've been taking up a lot.
Okay, hold on. Dr. Monica?
Yes.
This is a lady. I'm just doing a test on it now because I'm back.